Get some more on this in a moment. First, spring is in the air, and with that comes spring cleaning. Now, there are lots of ways you can refresh your home for spring. You can clean, reorganize, maybe even paint. And that's great, but here is the best thing you can do. Get some new bedding. Boll & Branch makes the softest, most breathable bedding you will ever experience. I absolutely love my Boll & Branch sheets. You can feel the difference in quality compared to all the other sheets. In fact, we took all of our other sheets and we threw them out because these luxury sheets are fantastic, buttery, breathable. They get softer every time you wash them. I can't sleep without them. Literally cannot, which is why when I'm on the road, I even bring Boll & Branch blankets in my suitcase. Upgrade your sleep today with Boll & Branch's signature sheets. These best-selling sheets are made from the finest quality 100% organic cotton, completely free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals. Boll & Branch's signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin all the way on up to California King. With their 30-night worry-free guarantee, you can wash, style, and sleep in Boll & Branch sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, send them right back. But you'll love them. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code Ben at BollandBranch.com. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code Ben. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, big news of the day coming out of Baltimore is the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The video is absolutely frightening and astonishing. This bridge is about a mile and a half long, and a massive cargo ship scrapes up against one of the girders that is holding up this suspension bridge. You can see the video, and it's terrifying. I mean, here is this giant cargo ship that slams into the barrier. The entire bridge just collapses. It just goes down. According to the UK Daily Mail, initial reports indicate at least a dozen cars then fell off the bridge and hit the 47-degree water, in addition to 20 or so construction workers who were actually working on the bridge at the time. Those workers were pouring concrete on the bridge at the time of the crash. It was undergoing some fairly minor repairs. At the first press conference around 6:30 a.m., Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace could only confirm that two people were pulled from the water. Presumably, everyone else is dead. This is not terrorism. This appears to be some sort of horrific accident. And obviously, it's just the latest example of the failure of transportation authorities. Obviously, this is egregious negligence on the part of the driver of the ship. Undoubtedly, somebody is going to jail. Somebody will be prosecuted. We'll bring you the latest as more information emerges. Meanwhile, in the big criminal news of the day, P. Diddy or Daddy or Puff Daddy or Diddy, well, whatever his name is today, his L.A. area home has now been raided by the feds. In fact, multiple of his homes were raided by the feds. TMZ grabbed footage of the homes being raided. According to Homeland Security Investigations, earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and local law enforcement partners. Apparently, the case is being handled out of the Southern District of New York, and it is tied to sex trafficking allegations, which have been levied against Diddy in recent months from a variety of plaintiffs. Now, again, none of this is particularly shocking. There are people who have been talking about this for years. Cat Williams, the comedian, was recently back in January talking about how Diddy was going to go down very, very soon based on all of the allegations of sex trafficking and sexual impropriety going on regarding Diddy. And, you know, some of this obviously is just celebrity culture. Unfortunately, there are a lot of mainstream Hollywood celebrities who are engaged in sexual evils. That sort of stuff has been common in Hollywood going on a century at this point. So, you know, again, not a giant shock. The sex trafficking allegations, the extent of the sex trafficking, that's kind of shocking. Obviously, this also has to do with rap culture. Now, as a former number one rapper myself, I can safely say rap culture itself, again, having nothing to do with color, but a culture that glorifies the treatment of other human beings as pieces of flesh to allow you to copulate or to perform your sexual pleasures upon. That is the vision, unfortunately, that rap culture purveys. That has some real world consequences for the most famous people who engage in it. So fame, money, celebrity, a permissive sexual lifestyle that encourages this sort of treatment of people. It's not a shock when that ends in criminal allegations with regard to sex. Here's Cat Williams talking about this in January.
I came in this business saying I was going to expose. When I talked about Michael Jackson, when I talked about R. Kelly, they canceled me for these things because why would you talk about another black dude? Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. Period. All of these big dick deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is, T.G. Jakes, any of them, all lies will be exposed. That's all. And anyone who takes that the wrong way, know why they take it the wrong way.
Okay, obviously he was correct about that. And again, allegations have been swirling around Diddy for legitimately years. Usher talks about the fact that he lived with Diddy for a year when he was 13 and he saw some stuff.
Puffy's place was like just filled with chicks and orgying like nonstop, right?
Nah, not really. It was curious. I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it. And it was. But I don't know if I could indulge and understand what I was even looking at. It was pretty wild. It was,
so nobody tried to, you know, some woman didn't come along.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that. What I did say is that there were very curious things taking place.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't necessarily understand it.
Uh-huh.
Biggie Smalls was there.
Lil Kim, Craig Mack.
All these people are hanging around.
Faith Evans. Jodeci, Mary
okay?
J. Blige, they didn't know nothing about this.
Oh,
I was having a good time. You know what I mean?
What a life!
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
14 years old. You're a dad now. Would you ever send your kid to Puffy camp?
Hell no.
Okay, so again, Usher saying that way back when on Howard Stern's show. According to Forbes, there are a bunch of allegations against P. Diddy. Apparently, he has not been formally charged or accused by federal prosecutors of a crime at this point, although obviously that is coming. The rapper has faced a string of lawsuits starting when he was sued on November 16th of last year by Cassandra Ventura, a singer and dancer who alleged that Combs raped her in 2018 and subjected her to a years-long abusive relationship that included punching, kicking, and stomping on her and asserting complete control over her personal and professional life. That case was then settled later that month for an undisclosed amount. And then later that same month, another woman named Joy Dickerson Neal alleged in a lawsuit that P. Diddy drugged her, sexually assaulted her, and secretly recorded the assault when she was a college student in 1991. And then separately that same month, an anonymous plaintiff accused him and singer-songwriter Aaron Hall of raping her and a friend in 1990 or 1991 after meeting at an MCA Records event in New York. And then he was hit with another sexual assault suit in December, accusing him of drugging and participating in a gang rape of an unnamed accuser in 2003 when the accuser was 17 years old. And then the most recent lawsuit and the most kind of shocking lawsuit was filed against Combs last month, when producer Rodney Lil Rod Jones sued the rapper in New York, alleging that he was subjected to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at his direction and was forced to engage in relations with sex workers that Diddy hired, according to Variety. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, the cost of living has already increased 17% this year. It continues to rise despite interest rate controls. As our national debt continues to skyrocket, you need to be confident in the financial services companies you work with, especially regarding your future and your money. Birch Gold is a proven industry leader you want on your side. They demonstrate how precious metals investments can fortify your lifestyle and retirement even in turbulent economic times. Birch Gold understands that navigating financial decisions can be daunting. That's why their expertise, coupled with their customer care process, ensures that your purchase or IRA setup is a breeze. If you're considering converting an existing retirement account into a precious metals IRA, their dedicated in-house IRA department is there to guide you every step of the way, making the process feel as simple as a walk in the park. Birch Gold values your questions and concerns. Their team is always available to provide answers and clarity, whether it's about fees, taxes on rollovers, or the timing of the process. They're here to ensure you feel heard and informed. Text Ben to 989898 to talk to one of Birch Gold's experts and claim your free info kit on gold. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. The best part is it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text Ben to 989898. That's Ben to 989898. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, $20 barely gets you anything these days. You can't even fill your gas tank for less than $20. But do you know what $20 will get you? From the cell phone company I use, Pure Talk, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as your current cell phone provider, but for half the cost. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can switch to Pure Talk and keep the phone and phone number you currently use, or you can take advantage of their great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. Making the switch is incredibly easy. Their U.S. customer service team can help you join Pure Talk in as little as 10 minutes. Choose to spend your hard-earned money with a wireless company that actually shares your values, supports our military and veterans, and creates American jobs. Stop spending a ridiculous amount of cash on your phone plan. Go to puretalk.com/Shapiro. Right now, my listeners can get an additional 50% off their very first month of coverage. That's puretalk.com/Shapiro. I've been using Pure Talk myself for legitimately years. At this point, their coverage is excellent, and I'm saving a lot of money. Head on over to puretalk.com/Shapiro. Again, that's puretalk.com/Shapiro. Get an additional 50% off your first month of coverage. So Combs obviously is denying all of this, but presumably, given the fact that everyone is alleging that there were tapes taken of this stuff, I would assume that that is one of the reasons why you are now having federal raids on all of P. Diddy's homes. His former assistant here claims he lived with Combs from September 2022 through November 2023, according to Variety, and was repeatedly a victim of sexual harassment from Combs directly and subjected to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at his direction. In the suit, Jones said that he resided with Combs at several of his residences in New York, L.A., Florida, and a rented yacht in the U.S. Virgin Islands. During his time with Combs, Jones said he recorded hours of audio and video footage of him and his staff engaging in seriously illegal activity. He says that he was subject to, quote, constant unsolicited and unauthorized groping and touching of his nether regions and was forced to work in Combs' bathroom as the mogul showered nude. He said that he raised the issues with another one of the assistants to P. Diddy, who responded, you know, Sean will be Sean, and that that was his way of showing that he likes you, which is, okay. Among the claims in the suit, Jones says that he believes Combs drugged him February 2nd, 2023, and woke up naked in a bed with Combs and two sex workers. He alleges that Diddy was grooming him for sex and encouraged him to recruit prostitutes by asking him to wear a bad boy baseball cap at a Miami establishment to signal to any sex worker he approached that Combs was trying to solicit them. Wow, that is a that is a pretty amazing allegation. I mean, if you're so well known for participating in the sex traffic that you can literally wear just a brand around and it's like a magnet to all the sex workers. Yeah, I would say that there's a long history here. Also, Jones says that Combs flaunted guns, spoke of getting away with shooting people. Apparently, Combs said he was responsible for a shooting at a New York City nightclub in 1999 with another rapper. So all these allegations have led to Diddy apparently now fleeing the country also. According to Zero Hedge, Diddy was caught on camera pacing outside of a Miami airport. And then apparently his private jet took off shortly after his homes were raided. So apparently it's unclear whether he's still in the country or whether he is not in the country. Nobody really knows at this point. You know, bottom line is that the feds obviously are going to fully investigate this. Now, you're seeing a lot of conspiracy theories out there today, and it's always the same people who participate. It is odd how if you believe one conspiracy theory, you tend to believe literally all the conspiracy theories. That is the way this tends to work. And all the conspiracy theories tend to center around unnamed, unspecified people who are manipulating the system. And it can't just be that there are evil people who are participating in many evil things at any given time around the world, is they all are in cahoots with each other and there is some grand master scheme. And that all this is a way of shutting Diddy up before he can speak about his paymasters. Okay, well, when the evidence of that emerges, then let me know. Alternatively, P. Diddy is an incredibly rich, incredibly famous celebrity who's been able to sexually gallivant as he pleases for literally 30 years, and then he got caught doing it in criminal ways, which seems pretty plausible to me. I don't see why you need a conspiracy theory to exactly explain that one. But for folks who are conspiratorially minded, the answer is always the same. There is a conspiracy that explains everything. That is, frankly, a very peculiar way to live, that there's always a monster in the closet lurking behind the real monster. Maybe Diddy is just the monster. Maybe it's just that. You always need a conspiracy to explain everything, folks. In fact, you very rarely do. And meanwhile, in international news, the United States, under Joe Biden, has now officially attempted to turn on the state of Israel and its war with Hamas. How do you know that the United States is now doing the bidding of Hamas? Because Hamas is absolutely celebrating the Biden administration. Right now, like today, the Hamas terrorists are celebrating the Biden administration. Why? Well, because yesterday, the UN Security Council, which again, the United Nations is a trash heap. We should destroy the building in New York. We should salt the ground. The United Nations is a garbage heap. It has been a net negative for planetary security. Pretending that Russia and China on the Security Council have the same interests as, say, the United States, France, and Great Britain is absurd. It's ridiculous. On its face, it's stupid. The idea that the UN has human rights councils led by places like Sudan and Iran demonstrates what a joke the United Nations is. The United States does not require the United Nations approval in order to do things, and we shouldn't pretend that we do. The United States should not parlay with evil countries unless it is in our interest to do so. In any case, the UN Security Council has typically been a place where Russia and China veto anything that comes through that is adversarial to their interests, and the United States has vetoed anything coming through that is adversarial to U.S. interests. Well, right now, Joe Biden's interest is in winning Michigan. I have never seen a president pandering to a pro-terror population more than Joe Biden is currently pandering to people who like Hamas in Michigan. It really is an insane thing to watch. Israel is engaged in a struggle for its survival on multiple borders, in the south against Hamas, in the north against Hezbollah. The Houthis are now firing missiles into Israel. And the Biden administration is like, yes, but what if we have to win Michigan? Absolutely pathetic. In any case, the United States had proposed originally some sort of Security Council resolution that would have made a call for a ceasefire contingent on Hamas releasing the 100 plus hostages. Many of those people are dead. I would assume that maybe there are 40, 50, 60 hostages still alive. But Hamas is currently holding at least 5 Americans hostage. And the United States decided to abstain from a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire unconditionally. The ceasefire says that it is calling separately for a release of the hostages and a ceasefire, but it does not say that it is calling for a ceasefire conditional on the release of the hostages. The United States decided that it wanted to abstain from that, presumably in order to win those wavering votes in Dearborn, Michigan. Now, again, the idea that voters in Michigan who are overtly pro-Hamas in many of these cases are going to be bought off by Joe Biden abstaining from a UN resolution is absurd. It's not going to work. It's also an idiotic idea, given the fact that Joe Biden has already signaled he's more anti-Israel than, you know, the guy he's running against, Donald Trump, the most pro-Israel president in American history. So if you think those Dearborn, Michigan voters are going to vote for Donald Trump, you had your mind. They're going to vote for Joe Biden because Joe Biden's party is the party of Rashida Tlaib. We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, there is nothing like sitting behind home plate at a baseball game. When you want the best tickets at any sporting event or concert, you have to act fast or somebody else will get that seat instead. Well, if you're hiring for your business, you also need to find the best people, and that has to happen fast. The best way to do that is with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps you find qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology shows you qualified people for that role. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best talent fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the very first day. Just head on over to ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. Try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. We've been using it here at Daily Wire for years. ZipRecruiter has helped us constantly up our game when it comes to our best employees. You can do the same with our friends over at ZipRecruiter. Go try them right now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DailyWire. ZipRecruiter is indeed the smartest way to hire. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, let's be real. There are people who say cauliflower crust pizza is better than normal pizza. Those people are liars. I'm not going to get my vegetables that way. So I make up my vegetable deficiencies by taking Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies is the most convenient way to ensure you get your daily intake of fruits and veggies. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and veggies into whole food supplements without sacrificing those natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules, fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best every single day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. I've been traveling a lot recently. In the past, I used to get sick from doing that. Well, since I've started taking Balance of Nature, I feel healthier. I'm ready to go. And yeah, it's kosher. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code Shapiro to get 35% off your first set of fruits and veggies. Get an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com. Promo code Shapiro. In any case, the UN Security Council, according to Axios, passed on Monday morning a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza during the month of Ramadan. And again, this is so pathetic. I'm sorry. This is garbage. This notion that terrorists, radical Islamic terrorists, can launch attacks on the Jewish state on every one of its major holidays, the Yom Kippur War, on Simchat Torah, and that's totally fine. But Ramadan's so holy that only Muslims can attack Jews during Ramadan. Muslims can also attack other Muslims during Ramadan, as it turns out. But the West has to be so sad. Oh, man, Ramadan. Well, I mean, they are fasting from morning till evening, these Islamic terrorists. There are many Muslims, who are not terrorists, obviously, who are fasting during Ramadan. But that's not who we're talking about right here. We're talking about Israel supposedly refraining from killing terrorists because the terrorists are celebrating Ramadan or some such. This is the first resolution demanding a ceasefire to pass at the UN Security Council. The U.S. abstained rather than using its veto. So they sort of halved the baby. They said, we're not going to vote in favor because it doesn't call for the release of the hostages. But also, we're not going to veto it. We're going to let it go through, which is very similar to the resolution that the Obama administration allowed to go through with a U.S. abstention at the very end of the Obama administration that essentially declared that the Temple Mount, for example, was Islamic territory, that East Jerusalem was Palestinian territory, that the Kotel, that the Western Wall was Palestinian territory. China and Russia had vetoed a U.S. proposal on Friday because the U.S. insisted on linking the ceasefire call to a hostage deal and condemning Hamas. This current resolution does not condemn Hamas, does not mention October 7th, does not call for release of the hostages, at least making the ceasefire contingent, and the U.S. abstained. Why? Because again, they are seeking to put pressure on the state of Israel not to go into Rafah and to show those voters in Michigan that there is a large gap between the American administration and the Israelis. Hamas welcomed this. And again, you know you're doing it wrong when the genocidal terrorist group that hates America and Israel is cheering you. If Al-Qaeda is cheering what you're doing, probably a good indicator that you're doing it wrong. Hamas said on Monday it welcomed a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and said that they stood ready to engage in an immediate swap of prisoners with Israel. It's not a swap of prisoners. Hamas is currently holding innocent men, women, and children. Israel is currently holding terrorists who murdered people. That's like saying that you get kidnapped and the kidnapping group says they want to swap you for Charles Manson and then calling that a swap of prisoners. That's not the same thing. Now, Hamas is super happy about this. Why are they particularly happy? They're particularly happy because they now understand that they have the Biden administration on their side. Once the Biden administration delinks the release of hostages and the surrender of Hamas from a ceasefire proposal, Hamas realizes they can simply play for time. That's all they have to do. That the longer they wait and the longer Israel waits, the more pressure is going to be brought by the international community on Joe Biden. And forget about the international community, by those left-wing progressives and Dearborn voters on Joe Biden. Which is why, in the aftermath of this, if Hamas was a good faith actor, which of course they're not, they're an evil terrorist group. If Hamas is a good faith actor in the aftermath of this, then they would have said, okay, well, the UN resolution does, in fact, call separately for a ceasefire and hostages to be released. So we'll negotiate on the hostages. What was the first move Hamas made after the UN resolution passed? Literally the first move that they made is that they were not going to do any hostage deal. According to the Jerusalem Post, they were going to go back to their original demands on a hostage deal, which would have included the total withdrawal of IDF troops from the Gaza Strip in exchange of prisoner and the survival of Hamas and a permanent ceasefire. So Hamas took up that UN resolution and they took it as an indicator, quite rightly, that the United States is now taking Hamas's side. That seems to be what the Biden administration is attempting to propose. The Israeli ambassador to the UN, for his part, ripped into the UN for passing this.
So I ask you again, why can this council call on Boko Haram to lay down their arms, but the same cannot be demanded of the murderers, Hamas terrorists? Is the life of little baby Kfir Bibas worth less than the life of Nigerian child? Sadly, it's for the same reason why you can condemn terror attacks in Russia and Iran, but not in Israel. To this council, Israeli blood is cheap. This is a travesty, and I'm disgusted.
I mean, that, of course, is correct. Of course, the fact that the U.S. abstained is ridiculous. Israel decided that because of the U.S. abstention, they were not going to send people to Washington, D.C. to negotiate with the Biden administration about how to go into Rafah, which, why would they? The Biden administration just totally undercut them internationally and keeps saying stupid things like you can't do a military operation in Rafah. There are 4 battalions of Hamas in Rafah. There is 100% Israeli agreement on going into Rafah. There is no political gap on going into Rafah. In fact, if the current government does not go into Rafah, it will fall in Israel. It will fall from the right and it will fall from the left. And the next government, presumably led by Benny Gantz, who's currently leading in the polls, will then immediately go into Rafah. So this idea that Israel is going to sit outside Rafah and not go into Rafah is absurd. It's not going to happen. So why would Israel play this dumb game of sending its ambassadors to the United States to hear Kamala Harris lecture them about military plans? Kamala Harris, who can't tell her ass from her elbow. Kamala Harris, who dances like a moron to songs talking about how the U.S. is evil in Puerto Rico. Kamala Harris is one of the dumbest people in the history of American politics. And yet she should be dictating military, or Joe Biden, who's been wrong on every military issue. He opposed the first Gulf War. He was in favor of the second Gulf War. He was in favor of splitting up Iraq. He was against the bin Laden raid. And now he's attempting to draw daylight with Israel in its war with Hamas. That moron has been on the wrong side of every single foreign policy issue of my lifetime. But Israel should be sending people to listen to his proposals for a military raid that they've been unspecified about, by the way. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, with the NBA playoffs starting next week, there's no better time to get in on the action than with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. If you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Sean O'Malley, you can now find Community Plays under the Promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community every week. PrizePicks even offers injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you've got a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't come back in the second, that player projection will not count against you. The rest of your entry stays live. Producer Jake loves Prize Picks. He likes the easy-to-use interface. He's super excited to get in on the NBA playoff action. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code Ben for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Use code Ben on the Prize Picks app for a first deposit match up to $100. A lot of good stuff to do with Prize Picks right now. NBA playoffs just beginning. It's going to be an exciting year. Use code Ben at the Prize Picks app. Get a first deposit match up to $100. Did you know a baby's heart begins to beat at just 3 weeks? At 5 weeks, the heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. This can sometimes be a baby's only defense in the womb, because when moms who are considering abortion hear that baby's heartbeat via ultrasound, they're twice as likely to choose life. Preborn rescues 200 babies every day from abortion by simply providing moms with ultrasounds. By 6 weeks, a baby's eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby's elbows and knees are able to bend. Preborn needs your help to save these precious lives. Preborn is out there on the front lines. They're helping women choose life. Please consider sponsoring one ultrasound for just $28 and save a life today. Or if you have the means, consider a leadership gift of $5,000. That tax-deductible gift will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours and help rescue 200 innocent lives. Go to preborn.com/Ben to donate today. It's the most important thing you're going to do today, maybe ever, because saving lives doesn't get more important than that. Go to preborn.com/Ben. These ultrasounds are, in fact, life-saving. Moms meet their babies long before they're born. When they meet their baby, it makes it a lot harder for them to get an abortion. Go to preborn.com/Ben or dial #250 and say keyword baby. That's #250 baby. So Israel said that they are not going to be sending people to negotiate with the Americans over exactly how they go into Rafah. He had planned to send two of his closest aides, Minister of Strategic Affairs Ron Dermer and National Security Council head Tzachi Hanegbi, for meetings beginning on Tuesday in a planned ground operation in Rafah. The U.S. has tried to head off the operation out of concern it could cause extensive casualties. Cancellation of the talks marked a significant setback for the White House, which strongly backed Israel's Gaza invasion when it started nearly 6 months ago, but is now urging that Israel fundamentally rethink its approach to Rafah without actually explaining what the hell they want Israel to do. Again, if the Biden administration has a magic wand to offer Israel and they can use a Harry Potter spell to get rid of all the terrorists, I assume that Israel will take them up on that. But that's not what they are doing. Meanwhile, this is Joe Biden, who, again, for political reasons, is attempting to attack. I mean, he deployed Chuck Schumer to literally attack the elected government of the state of Israel in the middle of a war. That's what he did. And then he's playing stupid. The amount of gaslighting currently in American politics, it's why the most sane among us are people who are not engaging politically on a day-to-day level. If you engage politically on a day-to-day level in the United States right now, you will lose your mind because the amount of gaslighting is so intense. It is Joe Biden who has politicized this relationship, obviously. So when Israel says that they are not going to send an ambassador to listen to the ministrations of John Kirby and Lloyd Austin from his sickbed about how to go into Rafah, that's not Israel politicizing this thing. That's the Democrats. The Democrats have been playing this game for weeks. Chuck Schumer goes to the floor of the Senate, says that Bibi Netanyahu needs to be ousted and is an obstacle to peace in the same way that Hamas is an obstacle to peace. And then Netanyahu responds by saying, "Can I speak to the Senate Democrats?" And Chuck Schumer says no. And then the Senate Republicans invite Bibi, and he says, sure. And then Schumer says that Bibi is politicizing. This gaslighting is insane. So here was John Kirby gaslighting yesterday, the spokesman for the National Security Council.
The president makes decisions based on the national security interests of the United States. And this decision to abstain on this resolution is in keeping with the national security interests of the United States. And quite frankly, it's in keeping with the national security concerns of the Israeli people.
Oh, really, is it? I mean, why don't you go speak for another sovereign country? Why don't you? That makes perfect sense. He then suggested that the Biden administration was perplexed at why the Israelis had canceled their meetings. Are you perplexed, though? Are you?
What is the president's reaction to the decision by Netanyahu not to send an Israeli delegation this week?
I got to tell you, Steve, we're kind of perplexed by this. A couple of points that need to be stated and, in fact, restated. Number one, it's a non-binding resolution, so there's no impact at all on Israel and Israel's ability to continue to go after Hamas. Number two, as I said in my opening statement, it does not represent a change at all in our policy. It's very consistent with everything that we've been saying we want to get done here. And we get to decide what our policy is. The Prime Minister's office seems to be indicating through public statements that we somehow changed here. We haven't.
You did. Literally last week, you wouldn't agree to a UN security resolution with these specific terms. And then you switched. obviously. So again, the gaslighting is unbelievably strong. Now U.S. officials are saying that Netanyahu is provoking a public rift with the United States, when it's precisely the opposite. Netanyahu's policy has been perfectly consistent this entire time. It is a policy that is also agreed to by Gadi Eisenkot, who's one of the leaders of the opposition, and Benny Gantz, who is the leader of the opposition parties in Israel. I mean, they're lying to you. John Kirby is lying to you. Joe Biden is lying to you. And then they're sending out their little minions to lie to Axios. According to Axios, on Sunday evening and Monday morning, White House officials held discussions with Netanyahu's aides about the UN resolution and told him the U.S. was likely to abstain. The White House told Netanyahu's aides during these discussions, the U.S. abstention is not a policy change, and stressed the Biden administration doesn't see the resolution as binding. Netanyahu said in a statement on Monday, he made clear to the Biden administration Sunday night, he does see it as a change in U.S. policy. He also threatened to cancel an Israeli delegation trip to Washington to discuss the Rafah operation if the U.S. did not veto the resolution. If Prime Minister Netanyahu felt so strongly, why didn't he call President Biden? The U.S. position is clear. We read the resolution as calling for both a ceasefire and the release of hostages in the same paragraph. For that reason, we abstained, according to U.S. official. And they say that they are perplexed. You're not perplexed. If you were perplexed, then you wouldn't have abstained. You would have vetoed. Again, now, the real answer to all of this is Donald Trump's answer. When it comes to foreign policy, Donald Trump is the best foreign policy president of my lifetime, bar none. There is no question about this. We'll get to more on this in a moment. First, nobody likes to talk about life insurance. It's dark. You have to think about death. But here's the thing. You need to do it. You need to include it in your financial planning this year. Start shopping right now with Policy Genius. Find the right policy to protect your family, like now, and give yourself the peace of mind that comes with knowing that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover all their expenses while they get back on their feet. Policy Genius's technology makes comparing life insurance quotes from America's top insurers easy in just a few clicks. You already have a life insurance policy through work in all likelihood, but that might not offer enough protection for your family's needs. It also might not follow you if you leave your job. You need a backup plan. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find the best fit for your needs. When they make it this easy, there really is not an excuse not to do it. Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies, which means they're not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can actually trust them. Save time, money, provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head on over to policygenius.com/Shapiro or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's policygenius.com/Shapiro.
Let's be real. French fries are the only good vegetable out there, but unfortunately, they're not a very healthy vegetable. Balance of Nature fruit and veggie capsules are the most convenient way to get your daily intake of fruits and vegetables. You know, like the kind of vegetables that actually count. Balance of Nature uses an advanced cold vacuum process that encapsulates fruits and vegetables into whole food supplements without sacrificing their natural antioxidants. The capsules are completely void of additives, fillers, extracts, synthetics, pesticides, or added sugar. The only thing in Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules are fruits and veggies. You need nutrients to function at your best each and every day. Balance of Nature helps you do just that. Go to balanceofnature.com and use promo code WIRE to get 35% off your first fruits and veggie set and an additional $10 off every additional set you buy. That's balanceofnature.com, promo code WIRE.
So Donald Trump was asked about what Israel should do, and he said, just go and finish it, which is the correct answer. Israel never should have taken its time. Because the reality is that Hamas never had the military weaponry to compete with the IDF. All they had was the sad sack, pathetic left-wing media in the United States and abroad who are going to do the work of Hamas over time. And so Israel should have just gone fast and they should have gone hard. Because the reality is they were going to get condemned no matter what by these same exact people. And being careful and taking their time obviously has earned them zero benefits. The only reason they would do that is because Israel is in fact attempting to do the moral thing and preserve civilian life. But from a PR perspective, obviously, Israel would have been better off doing everything within the first 3 weeks after October 7th. Trump says at this point, like, just go and go hard and finish it, which is correct.
When I saw October 7th, it was one of the saddest things I've ever seen because there was no reason for it. They would have never, ever done that for two reasons. Number one, they were broke. And number two, I was the president. They would have never done that because they knew there would have been very big consequences. All right. That being said, you have to finish up your war. You have to finish it up. You got to get it done. And I'm sure you'll do that. And we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get on to peace. You have to get on to a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
I mean, that is right. That, by the way, is correct. And everybody knows that that is correct. The only reason, by the way, that Israel's been going slow is because Joe Biden is the president of the United States. If Donald Trump were the president of the United States, he is correct. This wouldn't have happened because Iran was in a box and peace was breaking out in the Middle East because of the United States' attempt to broker things like the Abraham Accords. If Trump had been reelected, within 2 months, Saudi would have signed on to the Abraham Accords and all of this would have been forestalled. But put all of that aside, the reality is that Israel should, at this point, just finish the job in Rafah. It would be better for the United States if they would. They need to finish off Hamas. They need to do it fast because the faster they do it, the less likely it is that Hezbollah jumps into the war. The more they see Israel hesitate, the more likely it is that Hezbollah feels that they are going to be able to push the Biden administration into doing nothing when things escalate in Israel's north, which at this point is extremely likely to happen. And meanwhile, speaking of foreign policy catastrophes under Joe Biden, Vladimir Putin is upping the game in Ukraine. He's doing so on the basis of an attack by ISIS-K on Moscow. So just to be clear about this, Vladimir Putin is an authoritarian liar. People who are standing for Vladimir Putin are not doing the United States any favors. Vladimir Putin is a very clever, very savvy, and very smart international player with an agenda all his own. And that agenda does include territorial expansion. That agenda is historically driven. He made that very clear in his interview with Tucker Carlson. The first 30 minutes in which he launches in to this extensive discussion of Russian history from a deeply imperialistic perspective, ignoring hundreds of years of history with regard to Ukraine and Poland, for example, in order to achieve the net effect, which is that Russia really has a claim to lots of other people's territory. Vladimir Putin will use any excuse necessary in order to maintain the public's desire in Russia to go into Ukraine even harder. And so he is now manipulating this ISIS-K attack on Moscow that the West warned him about into an attack on Ukraine. So according to the Washington Post, Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Monday that the deadly attack on a Moscow concert venue was carried out by radical Islamist actors, but he continued his earlier attempts to pin it on Ukraine. He cast doubt on whether a branch of ISIS had orchestrated it, saying there were many unanswered questions, including whether the United States was covering up Kyiv's role in the assault. And believe you me, there will be plenty of people who are, shall we say, friendly to the Putin regime in Russia for financial reasons or otherwise, who will mirror whatever propaganda he spits out at this point. Putin said, quote, "We know that the crime was committed by radical Islamists. We also know that the U.S. via various channels tries to persuade their satellites in other countries that, according to their intel, there is allegedly no Kyiv trace in the Moscow terrorist attack and that it was carried out by members of ISIS." Well, I mean, to be fair, it was ISIS-K that literally claimed responsibility for it. He added, "We know whose hands had committed this atrocity against Russia and its people. We're interested in those who ordered it. We need to get answers to many questions, like are radical and terrorist-linked Islamist organizations really interested in striking Russia, which stands for a fair solution to the exacerbated conflict in the Middle East?" Putin then implied that Ukraine would benefit from carrying out, quote, "an act of intimidation against Russia," which is absolutely absurd. The notion that Ukraine benefits internationally from carrying out a mass assault on a theater in Moscow via ISIS affiliates is totally nut job stuff. That's conspiratorial kookery. But Putin knows that there are plenty of conspiratorial kooks on Twitter slash X. Now, honestly, people, if you're on Twitter or you're on X, it's a good source for a lot of information. Also, you should go outside and touch grass once in a while. I mean, seriously, it's a place that is filled with crazy people. So you should go outside and you should touch the grass just every so often. Meanwhile, the Russians are out saying that Joe Biden is, quote unquote, bailing out Ukraine by blaming ISIS for the massacre. That is literally the position that they are taking. That because the United States is not going along with the lie that Ukraine is responsible for all of this, this is somehow bailing out Ukraine. That's according to Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova. She published an outraged screed on Sunday claiming the American government was bailing out Ukraine by blaming the Islamic State terrorist organization for the massacre of over 130 people at a concert hall outside of Moscow on Friday, according to Breitbart. Now, anybody who falls for this trick, honestly, if you're foolish enough to fall for Russian propaganda at this point, and just because the left-wing media claims that everything is Russian propaganda does not mean that nothing is Russian propaganda. This is Russian propaganda because they're literally propagandizing and saying lies, believing that people will swallow it. Again, when you talk about the gaslighting that is so prevalent in modern-day American politics, all politics at this point is totally reactionary. It's totally reactionary. And so what you end up with is some of the dumbest arguments I've ever heard. So because the left and many organizations, for example, will far too broadly apply the brush of quote unquote racism to all sorts of things, up to and including things that are clearly not racism, the response from many people is there is no such thing as racism. Nothing I say can be racist because the left labels everything racism. Same thing with anti-Semitism. You'll see a lot of people say correctly that there are groups like the Anti-Defamation League that very frequently overlabel things anti-Semitism. And that is true. And then they will extend that to suggest that there is no such thing as anti-Semitism, and there is no anti-Semitism anywhere, which, of course, is idiotic. The line from true to idiotic in the online world has been completely obliterated. And what that means is that rational discussion is getting absolutely destroyed in the middle. Like, fact-based discussion is getting absolutely destroyed in the middle. Okay, in just one second, we'll bring you the update on Donald Trump and the legal assault against him. First, the most requested item from Jeremy's is now back in stock. Jeremy's deodorant keeps the unpleasant smell of woke out of your daily routine. Jeremy's sticks to the ingredients you can trust and pronounce, like, you know, coconut oil and shea butter. Ingredients that make you smell great but are not toxic to your masculinity. No room for aluminum, or talc. We care about what goes on in your body. That's why our Jeremy's deodorant is made up of simple ingredients, no greasy surprises, no residue. It's what you requested. It is now back in stock. Go to jeremysrazors.com and get yours today.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Okay, meanwhile, Donald Trump, who is currently leading in the polls right now, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average, he's up about 1.6 points nationally on Joe Biden. Again, if Donald Trump is within 2 points nationally of Joe Biden, either way, he wins the election. That is the way that this works. He ended up losing by about 7 million votes in the last election cycle, and he nearly won anyway. So if he is within spitting distance of Joe Biden in the Electoral College, he's going to win. He's going to win Georgia. He's going to win Arizona. The only question, of course, is Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Those are the questions. Nevada also should be on that list of states that are in play right now. Well, according to the Real Clear Politics polling average, he is currently running dead even in Wisconsin. He's up big in Arizona. He's up big in Michigan. He's up big in Georgia. He is up very, very slightly. It's about dead heat in Pennsylvania. And in Nevada, he's up as well. So if the election were held today, Donald Trump would win, and he would win handily. One of the reasons that he is winning is, oddly enough, that Democrats keep justifying everything he has to say about life. I mean, it's really amazing. So Donald Trump says, "You're persecuting me. You're willing to do anything to stop me." And Democrats are like, "Damn right we will." And so the latest iteration of this is, of course, the attempt to force Donald Trump to pay a $464 million bond in order to appeal the dumbest civil fraud case I have ever seen. Now, Jon Stewart the other night was attempting to suggest, for example, that Donald Trump, what he did was not a victimless crime when he, quote unquote, inflated his real estate assets. But it is, in fact, a victimless crime. You know how I know? Because the people who signed on to the loans that they gave him after negotiating the value of his properties then received back all of their money. They would be able to sue him for fraud if they had not. But that's not what happened. Letitia James just decided she was going to go after Trump. She was elected on that basis. Well, yesterday, the appellate court in New York knocked down all of this. The appellate court at least knocked down the fine amount that he would have to pay in order to achieve bond. Here was Donald Trump thanking the appellate court yesterday.
"So I greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and I'll post either $175 million in cash or bonds or security or whatever is necessary very quickly within the 10 days. And I thank the appellate division for acting quickly. But Judge Engoron is a disgrace to this country, and this should not be allowed to happen. Thank you very much."
Okay, then he followed it up with this absolute classic Trumpism. So somebody shouts at him the question, "So how are you going to pay the bond?" And here is Trump just, this is absolute ownage by Trump right here.
"Thank you very much.
What's your collateral for the bond?"
"Cash."
I mean, he is a very rich man. I mean, he may not be as rich as he said he is, but that dude still has a lot of money. If you can afford to front $175 million in cash, you know, go to the front of the line. So, you know, the fact that he couldn't come up with that in terms of a bond, that's because, again, people don't understand the difference between wealth and liquidity. They're not the same thing. most people who are very, very wealthy do not have most of their cash sitting in a bank ready to be deployed at a moment's notice. Most of them haven't invested in stocks or in bonds or, as Trump does, in real estate. Real estate is a relatively illiquid market. It's not completely fluid. That means it would take time to actually sell a property or to borrow against a property to achieve those sorts of loans. In any case, Trump is going to be able to front that. There's no doubt in my mind that this judgment is going to get knocked down in terms of the size of it. Letitia James is still struggling to maintain that fiction. So she put out a tweet yesterday suggesting that the $464 million judgment plus interest and the other defendants still stands. She said that he's still facing accountability for his staggering fraud. Okay, the idea that this is not going to be knocked down is silly. But that's not the only silly legal battle that Donald Trump faces now. He also faces this ridiculous hush money trial. Okay, so remember, the hush money trial, this is the dumbest case that Donald Trump is facing. There are many, many stupid cases that Trump is facing, ranging from Fannie Willis in Georgia, who couldn't stop stupping the other members of her legal team, to this particular case in New York. This particular case in New York is absolutely absurd. This is the case where Donald Trump supposedly deployed Michael Cohen to pay off Stormy Daniels to keep her yap shut when it came to him having a short-lived affair with her, having stooped her once, and then she tried to sell that to literally every outlet in imagination because she is, of course, a good and moral person who ought to be featured in documentaries as a resistance hero. And Donald Trump apparently had Michael Cohen pay her off, and then he didn't use campaign finance laws, or he should have used campaign finance laws. The feds aren't prosecuting him, but the state of New York is going to prosecute him for a state felony based on a federal non-prosecution. That is what this case is. They literally took a non-prosecutable federal case and tried to wrap it into a state felony prosecution. That's what that particular case is. Well, now that criminal trial is going to go forward. It's going to apparently begin April 15th. That's what the judge is keeping the date as. Trump points out correctly that this is election interference. Here he was.
This is a case that could have been brought 3.5 years ago. And now they're fighting over days because they want to try and do it during the election. This is election interference. That's all it is. Election interference. And it's a disgrace. We'll obviously be appealing. But this is a pure case of voter intimidation and election interference. And it shouldn't be allowed to happen.
He is absolutely right about all that. He says none of this would be happening to me if I wasn't running for president, which is 100% true. For his entire career, zero prosecutions. He runs for president again, every prosecution that anyone can find.
And remember the words, should have been started 3 years ago if they were going to start it at all. And then you wouldn't be quibbling over what week it's going to, and days. They're quibbling over days and hours. They wouldn't be quibbling at all. They never started it. And you know why they didn't start it? Because they didn't know I'd be running. And they didn't know how well I'd do. And if I were not running, or if I were doing poorly like everyone else has done, because they're all gone, they're all knocked out except for crooked Joe Biden. If I were doing poorly, this wouldn't be happening. None of these trials would have been happening. If I wasn't running, they wouldn't be happening.
Okay. Then he pointed out that, you know, in the state of New York, you got some other problems here. And me paying money to Stormy Daniels is not one of those problems. Here's Donald Trump pointing that out yesterday.
We're being tried for something that's not even a crime. They say at most it's a misdemeanor, but there's no misdemeanor either. So we have violent criminals that are murdering people, killing people. We have drug dealers all over the place, and they go free and they can do whatever they want. But they go after Trump where there's not even a crime.
That, of course, is true. By the way, when he says they got a problem in New York City, well, yes. According to the New York Post, attacks in the New York City transit have jumped a massive 50% as subway murders surge, according to the statistics. The number of attacks on trains that left victims injured jumped 53% from 2023's 570 felony assaults to the 373 reported in 2019, according to stats. Those 200 extra felony assaults means attacks resulting in substantial injury accounted for 25% of 2,285 major crimes reported on trains and in stations in 2023. So people are getting beat up on the subways. But you got to make sure that Donald Trump didn't, what, almost a decade ago, pay Stormy Daniels to shut up? That obviously is a major, major priority. I believe this is going to help Trump. I do. It didn't just boost Trump in the primaries, which it obviously did. Again, go back and look at the polls. Once Trump was searched in Mar-a-Lago, his polls surged. But I think it's going to help him in the general, because Trump's obvious answer, which is, you guys are targeting me because you don't want me to win, it's clearly true. And the Biden administration sounding off on these legal cases, which they continue to do, is underscoring all of that. And if they think this is going to ding Trump or hurt Trump, I think they got another thing coming. Meanwhile, MSNBC cannot get over the idea that NBC News is hiring Ronna Romney McDaniel to say things on the TV. It is amazing to me how angry members of the left get when their sacred precincts are invaded by such threatening figures as the somewhat pathetic Ronna Romney McDaniel. And again, I say somewhat pathetic because she was so subservient to Donald Trump that Ronna Romney McDaniel literally changed her name to take out the Romney because it was offensive to Donald Trump because he didn't like Mitt Romney. And now, after a really feckless leadership of the RNC, she's heading over to NBC News to get paid some money to say things on the TV. And people on NBC are like, no, these sacred precincts where we have hosts like Al Sharpton, who was involved in the burning of Freddie's Fashion Mart and is the worst racial grifter of the last 50 years in American life. We can't have Ronna Romney McDaniel here. That's too much. So, for example, MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough are very, very upset. The sacred precincts of MSNBC must not be violated by the presence of one such as Ronna Romney McDaniel.
We learned about the hiring when we read about it in the press on Friday. We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons, including, but not limited to, as lawyers might say, Ms. McDaniel's role in Donald Trump's fake elector scheme and her pressuring election officials to not certify election results while Donald Trump was on the phone.
To be clear, we believe NBC News should seek out conservative Republican voices to provide balance in their election coverage, but it should be conservative Republicans, not a person who used her position of power to be an anti-democracy election denier. And we hope NBC will reconsider its decision.
Okay, by the way, I should point out at this point, Ronna Romney McDaniel has not been prosecuted in any court of law. That has never even been discussed, honestly. And as far as their contention, they would love to see more conservative Republicans on the air over at MSNBC. By conservative Republicans, they apparently mean only the kinds of people who would never vote for Donald Trump under any circumstances. The number of actual Trump voters who are hosted on MSNBC is extremely limited. And there's a reason for that. Meanwhile, Rachel Maddow just went nuts. Rachel Maddow, who is the spokesperson for morality over at MSNBC and is, of course, a far left hack. She was so insulted. How could no, this place, the walls must be guarded over at MSNBC. Don't let Ronna Romney McDaniel, that threat to the Republic, in the door. Here's Rachel Maddow going nuts.
Ronna McDaniel will not appear on MSNBC. So says our boss since Saturday, and it has never been anything other than clear. And I will also say, you know, if you care what I think about this, I will tell you the fact that Ms. McDaniel is on the payroll at NBC News, to me, that is inexplicable. I mean, you wouldn't hire a wise guy. You wouldn't hire a made man like a mobster to work at a DA's office, right? you wouldn't hire a pickpocket to work as a TSA screener. And so I find the decision to put her on the payroll inexplicable. And I hope they will reverse their decision.
She's so upset, and she blinks very deliberately to show you how upset she is with her fake laughter and all the rest. It's inexplicable. We can't have political hacks on MSNBC. This is the war room. We can't. These sad and pathetic people. Man, they have to guard those precincts like nobody's business. Entire column in Politico saying the same thing, called Why Chuck Todd's Scorcher Against NBC Matters. As if responding to an alarm setting on a cosmic biological clock. The press and its minders set to ringing and clanging bloody murder over the weekend as NBC News moved Ronna McDaniel to a paid gig in its studio. The hottest criticism took place on NBC News' own Sunday edition of Meet the Press after McDaniel made her first appearance, when Chuck Todd, Meet the Press's former host, laid down a barrage of verbal spitfire. It was a remarkable 2 minutes and 21 seconds of television. First, because the first law of journalism was violated by allowing the program itself to become the story. And second, because it put a glaring spotlight on one of the most fundamental flaws embedded in the modern news ecosystem, and cable news in particular, the toxic revolving door between political operatives and mainstream media. Now, again, I'm just going to point out, Jen Psaki was literally the press secretary for Joe Biden until the last 5 seconds. And this revolving door has been going for quite a while. I mean, tons of people who are part of Republican administrations end up on Fox News and MSNBC and vice versa with regard to Democratic administrations. Pretending that isn't true is just silly. Drawing the line here is just about anti-Trump animus. And by the way, it ain't going to work. If you really think that barring Ronna McDaniel from the airwaves at NBC somehow is a strike, a blow against Trump, yeah, good luck with that particular line of attack. I'm sure it's going to go amazing for you. All righty, folks, coming up, we're going to get into differences between the states. Some pretty obvious differences between, say, Florida and Minnesota. We'll get to that in a moment. First, if you're not a member, become a member. Use code Shapiro. Check out for 2 months free on all annual plans. Click that link in the description and join us.
We're putting our foot down to keep our feet up, like way up, with Lazy Boy. Our phones will be set to Do Not Disturb, our podcast to full volume, and our sofas to recline. After a full day of doing a lot of adulting, the only thing we'll be doing is a lot of nothing. It's all right to take time for our well-deserved lazy time. We, the lazy, are taking back lazy, all from the comfort of our Lazy Boy furniture. Lazy Boy. Long live the lazy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.